Good morning, good afternoon, and/or good evening, wherever you are. This is Reverend Essie of New Birth Ministries, and I thank you for coming today to listen to the Word of God, what the Lord has to say to us today. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God is good. Amen. I am going to speak today on Hebrews chapter 6, an exhortation to be steadfast in the faith, and that's what we all need to here today. Amen. How to be steadfast in the faith. Amen. There's so many things going on. People are losing hope all around the world, and this we do not need. We need to get out there and tell people how to hang on, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. I'll open up with prayer. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, we invite you to this session today and to this sermon. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from your wisdom and give us knowledge and to understand what it is you're telling us. Whoever listens to this, open up their spiritual eyes and their spiritual hearts and their spiritual minds so they can accept the Word of God. They can accept what it is you have to tell them. We lift up all prayer requests that we receive. We give them all to you in Jesus' holy name, because with Jesus Christ, we cannot fail. We will not fail. Amen. Hallelujah. And for all of those that are weak, sickened, or those that just don't feel like hanging on anymore, they feel like they're on their last thread, we ask right now that you give them strength. Hallelujah. You said that you have strength. You will empower us to do great things. And we're going to hold you to your word, because you're a man that you should not lie. You will not lie. You cannot lie. And we thank you for that as well. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, use me to teach this word to those that need to hear something from you. Hallelujah. There are many voices in the world. Some voices you can trust and some voices you can't trust. And there's just so many that people just don't, they're losing hope. They don't know who to believe or what to believe. Amen. So let them hear. Use me as a vessel so that people can hear you through me. And I'm appreciative of it. And I thank you for it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. So let's start with Hebrews chapter 6. Amen. Turn your swords to Hebrews chapter 6. And I will go verse by verse. And it says, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of the repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. That is telling us, he's telling us here to have spiritual growth. Grow up. In other words, what he's saying is grow up, amen, grow up, so that you can help other people, amen. There's some people who are still babes, and they still have to be taught. They still have to be led by, you know, fed by the bottle, and they can't take the meat. And after you've been in with God for a while, you should grow up and understand, amen. Take out time for the Lord. Don't keep repeating first grade. Amen. Sooner or later, we should graduate to another, you know, go to another grade. Hallelujah. Talk about spiritual growth. Amen. Amen. And have perfection. We're talking about spiritual progress here. From the time that you first got saved, would you say you had spiritual progress? Amen. That's something to think about. How have you progressed in your spiritual walk with Jesus Christ? He says here, perfection. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance. So in other words, people who keep repenting, you're repenting and repenting, it's good that they're asking God to forgive them of their sins, but you should sooner or later get to the point where you don't want to sin, where you don't want to do the things that you used to do. The old man's dead, amen? You are a new man, risen with Christ Jesus, covered by his blood. You should get to the point where the thing that you used to ask God to forgive you for, you don't do it anymore. He doesn't have to be concerned about whether or not you're going to ask him to forgive you for the same thing that you asked him for last week or last year, amen? Grow up, hallelujah. Grow up. Don't follow the world. Don't do what the world does. Amen. And verse 2, it says, and have faith toward God. Amen. Have faith. Verse 2, of the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Okay, it's telling you the things that you do as a Christian. The doctrine of baptisms. Okay, so we got baptized and you have the laying on of hands. Okay, then you're welcomed into the body of Christ, or ordained, or whatever the need may be at the time. And a resurrection of the dead, we know that Jesus came back from the dead, and of eternal judgment. These things we know. Amen? And resurrection, and it says, and this we will do if God permit. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants you to learn these things. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you are living the holy life, God will be able to use you to do these things to other people as well, to help other people in the body of Christ. Amen. God's will. It should be God's will, not our own. You do these things and you will be in God's will. Amen. People say, what is God's will? Well, try Hebrews 6 and find out part of what God's will is. Amen. Hallelujah. For it is impossible. Here we go. Okay. The peril of apostasy. And he's telling us here in Hebrews 6:4, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. It is impossible for people. You would think it would be impossible, amen, for people to go back and keep doing the things that they did before. But like I said before, we're all on a different spiritual level. Some people do it a little more. Some people do it a little less. Some people are still doing the same sins, like they can't get over. Some people are having a hard time getting over the flesh, and they keep making mistakes. Sooner or later, they should learn, amen, and we should take them in. Tell them to crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to an open shame is what happened to him. He was put to an open shame. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what should happen to the people that continue to do what they're not supposed to do and who continue to serve Satan while they're trying to serve God. They should be put to an open shame. Amen. Their evil doings will come back to them. Amen. But we are to give them the word as spiritual food to guide them, to give them the bread of life, to give them enlightenment. And I'm not talking about crossing your legs and floating in the middle of the room. Give them enlightenment of the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meat for them by whom it is dressed, receives blessings from God. Even the earth receives blessings from God. The earth drinks in the rain that comes upon it. Amen. And gives herbs for us to eat from. Amen. The earth supplies. The earth drinks from God, and then the earth supplies. And in order for you to supply to anybody, in order for you to teach anybody or feed anybody, especially shepherds out there, people who feel they have a shepherd's calling on them, amen, to minister unto God's people, you should first drink of God, drink of his goodness and his kindness and his love and his peace and his wisdom and his knowledge. Learn how to fulfill God's will. Amen. If you want increase, and if you want a fruitful ministry, fruitful land, as we say, you have to stay plugged in to the provider, Jehovah Jireh, the provider. You can't read the Bible once a week and think that you're going to be strong and knowledgeable in the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit will open up things to you and show you what you need to know, and he wants you to do it on a constant basis. The worst thing you can have in your life is someone or something in your life that is not constant, that is not persistent. Something, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. Amen. We can't say that about the Bible. We can't say that about the Word of God. The Word of God is always there. The question is, are you with it? Are you always there? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Has to be constant. Amen. We need to show constancy in our lives, constancy in our study. We need to show constancy in our ministries. Amen. There are so many people who are wishy-washy, flip-floppy, and they don't know whose side they're on. They don't know they're on. They don't know right from wrong. And that is not being consistent. That's not being constant. Amen. And the worst thing you want to do is follow somebody who is like that. Now, I'm not talking about preachers who go out and enjoy their lives and they show that they're human too and they enjoy themselves. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that one year they have the doctrine of this and the next year they have the doctrine of that. There's a well-known preacher who he got to the point he was on fire for years, and all of a sudden out of the clear blue sky he was telling people there is no hell. He captured all those people's attention. He brought them in, and then out of the clear blue sky, he says, there is no hell. That's what I'm talking about. Be consistent. Amen? And that's not what the word says. And verse 8 says, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Amen? If you have the kind of life, if you're not growing roses and growing lilies and flowers and attracting goodness to you, and you have a bad life, a lazy life, you are going to be unfruitful if you don't connect in with God. Hallelujah. Connect in with God. The Holy Spirit is the conduit. Amen. Hallelujah. Connect in with the Holy Spirit, and he will show you what you need to know. Unless you do that, you are going to have thorns, briars, as it says here. Amen. And you will be unfruitful. The Bible's telling us that the wicked is rejected. Hallelujah. And it says they are to be burned. The wicked are just going to be burned. That is an eternal judgment. In the eternal fire, they will burn. I'm sure you don't want to be burned. I'm sure that you've gotten, sometime in your life, you've gotten burned by the stove or by a curling iron or the iron that your parents were ironing or burned by something else. It doesn't feel good, does it? And you want to know something, it takes a long time to heal. But in this case, talking about eternal, there is no healing. Imagine burning like the worst burn you ever had. I've had second-degree burns before from a crock pot, those pots with the thing that whistles on the top. And I was cooking something, and I made a mistake, and instead of running it under cold water before I opened it, I took it off the stove and opened it, and it just blew up like a bomb all in the ceiling and hit my right arm. And to this day, my right arm is two-tone. I had second-degree burns, and it bubbled up, a big bubble. I had a water bubble on my arm. I had to go to the hospital for that, and they had to give me burn grease, whatever they call it, burn cream or whatever. But it healed. But watch this. It healed, but 30 years later, that was before my daughter was born, 36 years later, actually, you can still see two-tone on my arm. My arm paid for it. My arm paid for not using wisdom. See, but I did heal. Now, that's because it's not eternal. My skin healed to the best of its ability because of my stupidness, to be honest with you, amen. But whenever people go to hell without having Jesus in their hearts, without having Jesus in their lives, they will burn for eternity. Third degree, honey, is going to be worse than third degree burns forever and ever and ever. It's not going to change. Amen? Okay, continue to have faithfulness in God. Have a love for the church. Be charitable. He says in verse 9, he says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Be charitable. Give. Love people. Don't be afraid to open up your hand and help somebody. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Buy a little child a coat on Christmas. Send somebody a basket on holidays. Amen. Donate to the church. Tithe to the church. Somebody came to me just today, just this morning, and they were talking about their money situation and in the stock market and all that. And I told them, I said, I know a way how you could have money at all times and it'll never go rotten, never fail on you. And they said, how? And I said, tithe. Tithe to the church. I said, there's going to be times where it's going to look tough. And the end of the month is going to come and you're going to look like you don't have enough. But mysteriously, out of the clear blue, like my daughter was saying, mysteriously out of the clear blue, it shows up. What you need shows up. Amen. Put your money into the kingdom of heaven and everything else will follow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work. Do you hear that? He's not going to forget what you've done. The enemy keeps trying to make you think that God didn't see you. He keeps trying to make you think that God doesn't hear you. You're not important enough to him. Well, that's the devil's job. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. No, and I'm not giving him any kudos. That's the devil's job, to make you think that God doesn't care. Now, the question is, do you believe it? Do you believe God doesn't care? Amen? God cares. God sees all. He may not answer you. He may not speak to you. There may not be a big boom, a lightning bolt, something flashing through the sky, but he's listening to you. He hears you, and he's working for you. Help. He already sent Jesus. What else do you want? Amen? So I could do all things through Christ Jesus which strengthens me. Amen? It says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Hallelujah. See, minister, be beneficial to a ministry. Be beneficial. Have hospitality towards one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Diligence and perseverance. Amen. You give people hope when you do that. Hallelujah. And it says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Not until just November, not until 2024. It's forever. Keep helping. Help, help. Be God's hands. Be God's hands. Amen. Be God's mouth. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Help people. Amen. Hallelujah. Help one another. We are supposed to not cut each other down. I see Christians cutting each other down so much online. It's sickening. It makes one sad. It'll make you sad. Amen. We're supposed to help each other. This is not a competition. And then it says, to give full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye, verse 12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. This is your promise. God says you will inherit, amen, the promises. Don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. Have zeal, amen. Wake up with the zeal of the Holy Ghost. Wake up with zeal, knowing that that day you are going to do something for the kingdom of heaven, whether it's how, no matter how small or how large it is. Amen. Have zeal for God, like you had zeal for that woman or that man that you fell in love with years ago. Hallelujah. Like you had zeal for that job that you prayed about and finally got it. Amen. Like you had zeal for that car that you prayed about and got it. Amen. Amen. Like you had zeal for your parents being healed in the hospital whenever the doctor said they was going to die. You prayed and they came back because of your prayer, because you knew you did not want to miss them. Amen. Hallelujah. This, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I wrote a poem the other day and I put it online called The Three P's. If you missed it, go to Esther R. Scott on Facebook, no, better still, go to RevEssie, R-E-V-E-S-S-I-E, and catch it about 3 or 4 days ago, amen, the three P's, and I said patience, persistence, and perseverance, amen, and he's telling us here, we must have it, that you don't be slothful, okay, be a good example, and be an inspiration of a good example to others, amen, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises, amen. You're going to inherit God's promises when you have faith and patience. And I'm going to tell you something right now. And I'm not just saying this because I heard preachers say it through the years and I saw it. And I'm telling you because this is a experience of mine. And here's, I'm going to tell you a secret. Are you ready? If you don't have patience, if you don't have faith in God totally, you're not going to make it. Because, one, God's not going to let you down, and number two, the enemy's job is to rob you of your blessings, and he works on your patience. Like the Apostle Paul said, he had a thorn in his side. Amen? That's what the devil does to you. He just keeps hitting you and hitting you. He's trying to rob you of your patience. Amen? Amen. I think of this movie that Eddie Murphy was in, where he, Golden Child, where he was walking across these poles that looked like they led to nowhere. He looked down, and it looks like they led to nowhere. And if he would fall, he would probably fall into an eternity somehow. And he was carrying a glass of water. And this little man, a Tibetan man, told him, he said, carry this over to the other side where that sword is. And if you don't drop a drop of water, you can quench the fire and get the sword. Okay, it'll be useful. That's what he said, it'll be useful to you when you get to the other side. So Eddie's walking, and he's jumping over to from post to post. And, you know, the music has to get real intense. And while he's jumping from post to post and everything, the water shakes in the glass, but he doesn't spill the water. He doesn't spill the water. Amen. And he jumps from post to post. Finally, he gets to the other side, and he thinks about pouring the water on a fire. But then something else comes to his mind, that, and he figured he would drink the water. And when he drank the water, it quenched the fire, which is like to show us to quit. When you have patience and you conquer and you do what you're supposed to do, you will quench that fire within. You will quench the fire of lust, the fire of failure. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He fought fire with water. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Have patience until the end. And it says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Amen. Persevere. Do what you were supposed to do, no matter what it looks like on the outside, no matter what posts you are jumping, no matter what hoops you are jumping through. Amen. Don't let embarrassment, don't let guilt, don't let shame get to you, because that is what the devil uses. That's his arsenal. Amen. Amen. He's trying to rob you of your faith. He's trying to rob you of your blessings. Hallelujah. And he definitely does not want you to have patience. You need patience to serve the Most High God. What do you think your pastors go through? With everybody in a congregation complaining and calling them and emailing them and telling them that they don't go to the hospital to visit people enough, and they don't do this enough, and they're having this problem, and I prayed to you and nothing, I prayed for healing and I never got healed, I don't think you prayed for me good enough, and all this, and why do we have to do this, and blah, blah, blah. What do you think the pastor goes through? Patience. What did David go through when he was a pastor with the sheep? Patience. David had to kill, he had to kill lions and bears and everything to keep the sheep safe. He didn't throw his hands up in the air and say, I give. I give up and go home, right? Verse 13 says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by none greater, he swore by himself. God swore by his own name. He swore by himself. There's nobody greater than him. God's promises are sure. Amen. God made promise to Abraham, because he couldn't swear by anybody else, so he swore by himself. Amen? An oath, that's making oath with God. When you make your oaths with him, keep them. When you promise God something, keep your promise. Amen? Verse 14 says, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. After Abraham impatient, after he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And this is how I'm ending this to you. Patiently endure. I know you're tired. I know you've been through a lot of things. I know you might have even had death in your family, death of loved ones. I know you're tired of this COVID stuff that's going around. You're tired of all the wars and the rumors of wars and the gas going up and the rent going up, and you're tired of the food, you know, doing bad. And now they're saying that we might have a problem with food and all the things that are going on that are God is not pleased with. Okay, and the people who are not able to eat well, and those that are living under bridges, and you're tired of people picking on your mother and picking on your father, your daughter, your son, you, your grandmother, your grandfather, amen, I know you're tired. Do you have a job or do you not have a job? Are people working? Are they not working? Is COVID doing good or is COVID doing bad? Persevere. Have patience and wait on God. Listen to God's word, read his word, and pay attention to it more than you pay attention to ABC, NBC, or CBS. Amen. Hallelujah. HBO or Fox or whoever you listen to. Amen. Don't pay attention to man's word. Go by what God says. Amen. Have patience. You've been asking God for a healing. It seems like it's taken forever to come. Have patience. Just keep binding and rebuking sickness. Keep binding and rebuking death. Keep binding and rebuking anything that would hinder you from being happy, being joyful, and enjoying your life. Because that's not of God. God did not send that to you. God is not punishing you. Do you understand? There's somebody that's listening to this and you feel bad. You feel horrible because the enemy keeps telling you that you're going through what you're going through because you did something bad. Remember what you did years ago? No, that has nothing to do with it. The blood of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And whatever you need, I pray right now for a miracle to come over you to the point where you will get what you need, what you're lacking, what you're missing. 100-fold. Amen. God will give you so much of what you need, you'll be able to share it with somebody else. Amen. How's that? Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you saved? If you're not saved, just repeat after me. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe you died on a cross and rose from the dead 3 days later, and I thank you. I love you, Jesus. Teach me your ways, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And if you did that, just if you just said those words, welcome to the family of God. Angels are blessing you right now up in heaven. Hallelujah, they're singing and praising. Hallelujah, worshiping the Lord and praising and singing your name. Hallelujah, welcome to the family of God. Get a Bible, go to a Bible-believing church that preaches the word unabashedly, as they say, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And start to learn of Jesus Christ because he is now your best friend, not a friend, not a good friend. He's your best friend. Hallelujah. Jesus will not repent. He will not repeat anything that you talk to him about. Amen. It'll be between you and him. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Make his face to shine upon you. May God give you his grace, his mercy, his peace. Hallelujah. And remember, you are a victor in Christ Jesus. From this day forward, anything that you did before now, God throws it as far as the east is from the west, is gone. Hallelujah. The board is wiped clean. So be ye holy, as God says, for I am holy, he says. Change your life. 180, not 360. Amen. Change your life. Live better. And leave the past behind. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Reverend Essie signing off. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen.